You right there, Martin?
Well, we've had a complaint, haven't we?
We have. I think it's time for this much maligned feature. It is time for this.
They made a mistake. They messed it all up. Silly old Martin and Laura, but they're putting it right. They're making amends here on Correction Corner.
Oh dear, 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 dear! What
it's
have we done
again.
Now, then, Chris?
Well, Luke has written in to tell us, and there's a great email he sent us. We'll get into more of it a bit later on in the episode, but at the end of this, Luke tells us, finally, please stop saying Montenegro. It's Montenegro.
Oh no, Luke! What have we done?
Well. We've done nothing wrong, Luke, because that is how you say it. If you're British, that's how you say Montenegro. That is correct. You are wrong, Luke. Oh. Montenegro is the British way of saying it. You can say Montenegro. That's quite a common way of saying it, but it's not the native pronunciation, as some may see, as some may think. I'm quoting now from the BBC magazine Monitor. Luke, you say Montenegro. I think the American way of saying it, so maybe you are American, Luke. We'll give you that one. The American way of saying it is Montenegro, but as we are a UK podcast, Luke. Oh, it's Montenegro.
You're getting on your high horse there. Getting up on the old high horse.
I mean, it does beg the question, what do we do when a listener has corrected us, but their correction is wrong? Do they then go in Correction Corner?
I suppose so. Luke, welcome on
Play
in.
It again.
Welcome on into Correction Corner, and welcome along to this edition of Nullpoix.
Nullpoix is shameful.
Nullpoix is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpoint is no fun.
Yes, welcome in. I'm just, you know, if you're going to correct us, get it right. Get the correction right. But Luke, genuinely, thank you. We will go into your full email.
Thank
and we
you,
do
Luke.
Appreciate you getting in touch. Just a bit of a joke there. But, you know, it's not usual that we're right and the listeners are wrong. So, you know, we've got to make a deal of it when it happens, because it only comes around.
We've got to make a big moment of this when we actually get something right for once in our lives, because it doesn't happen often. We are going to try and take you through some of the stuff that's been happening with the Eurovision over the last little while, because there is a lot of news now. It is coming in thick and fast, and it is almost a bit of a stroke. It gets to this point at around about this sort of time where it's almost impossible to stay on top of everything that's happened. So we're going to try and bring you that and bring you a bit of an idea, our take really, on what's been happening in the world of Eurovision, just some of the kind of crazy things that are happening. Starting with the, who's going to perform in what order in the semi-finals?
Yes. Now, this is just to tell you that this is happening quite soon, if you're listening to this before Tuesday, the 25th, because they're going to be doing the semi-final allocation draw. We've got up to that point now. They're going to be drawing out the lots for who's playing in either the first or the second semi-final. And that's happening on Tuesday, 25th of January. So
Burns
just
night.
A little note, basically, that if you want to find out what's going on, we'll obviously be tweeting all about that on our Twitter page, @Apoinul. So check out there our thoughts on it all. But yeah, just to let you know, keep an eye on that. That's coming up soon.
There are also non-stop national selection contests happening
now. Yeah, there really is. Shall I run through kind of where we're at with all of that? Do you want me to like go into a bit of detail about that?
Yeah, go on. Because some I think are more well-known than others, right? And like, I've heard of some of them on the list.
Well, I would say I'd argue if you're a Eurovision fan, you'd know them all.
Look at you.
Well, because we'll get people who are into Eurovision be like, well, actually, I know them all.
You've got right on your high horse today, haven't you? So you got off on the wrong side of the bed.
I did.
You're
not.
You're laying into Luke
sleep.
Like there's no tomorrow. You're wrong. You're wrong, Luke. Get in the corner.
Look,
you're wrong.
It doesn't happen
it's
very
Montenegro.
Much. It doesn't happen very much that we're right. Look, I had a lovely sleep. I've got this new ergonomic pillow. It's great, actually. Okay. It's really good for my neck because I've been waking up with a terrible neck, and it's been brilliant. Anyway, So we've had, we're sort of in between, we're in the middle with Norway, Melody Grand Prix. You remember they have so many different shows, Melody Grand Prix, to decide their selection. And we've had show two. Coming up this Saturday is going to be show three for them. That's not even the final. That's just another show of several acts. And there's, you know, they've got loads of interesting ones. Norway, every year they do. They do, you know, a pretty good, I would say nearly second to Melody Festival and Melody Grand Prix, because they just, you know, they obviously take it very seriously. One thing I will say, there is an act who hasn't taken it as seriously this year. There's an act to watch out for in semi-final three, which is on the 29th of January, called Subwoofer.
Great name.
They're dressed up kind of with these kind of fake wolf outfits and suits.
What is it with the Eurovision and wolves?
I don't know, actually. It's a good question. Their song is called Give That Wolf a Banana.
Yes. What was the other one about wolves? We are the wolves of the sea or something like that, wasn't it? Do you remember that song?
Was that? Yes, I think I do remember. That rings a bit of a bell, but I don't quite know. Basically, they gave a quick statement saying, Subwoofer, the biggest band in the galaxy, first formed 4.5 billion years ago on their home planet, the moon. And since then, the brothers Keith and Jim have conquered the music scene on every planet, making them the most successful pop group ever. They're now armed with the greatest song in the distance, Give That Wolf a Banana. They've come to Earth in search of a prophet named Neil. There you go. I don't know what that's about, but do look out for them. They are going to be in semi-final three Saturday, 29th of January. So this Saturday coming, if you're listening to it when this has just come out, this episode.
I'm in for the wolves.
I think look out for them, if nothing else. So that's kind of Norway. Lithuania is in the middle as well. We've got, I can't pronounce this, I'm sorry. Pabandom is... Now, Joe, that won't be how you say it. I do apologise.
I think that's a good guess, though.
Yeah, so we're in the middle of that. We've just had show three from them. And then coming up next Saturday as well, the 29th of January, we've got the final of Benidorm Fest, which is Spain's national selection process. That's going to be a big one as well, because this is sort of, they've revamped it this year, this whole concert. We'll see whether that's kind of, you know, taken them anywhere, whether that's helped improve their chances. We'll find out. So there's quite a few. We're sort of in the midst of the semis and the shows before the big finals, mostly at the moment. But you know, it's gearing up, isn't it?
It is gearing up, ramping up. And if this Benidorm Fest with its new guys is actually successful and does really well for Spain, that will add credence to what Vaughan was saying from the last episode, where he was talking about what the UK needs to do. But sorry, that was just an aside. Please tell me about Slovenia.
Yes, that's fine. We can link back to previous episodes. That's right. Yes, Slovenia as well. They're kicking off. They'll be kicking off their selection process as well, called EMA, and they've got the sort of starting of that on Friday the 28th, and then that's going to continue from there. So Slovenia as well going to have their national selection process that's starting from next week. That most of them are kind of just in the, like I said, the beginning stages at the moment, but plenty to look into. One thing I will note is the Latvia contest, Supernova, which will also be coming to your screens if you can find out where it's being televised very soon too. There's 17 acts taking part in that. I just want to draw attention to one of the acts again. It's City Zenny, and they've got a really interesting song called Eat Your Salad. I wonder if we could maybe, could we play a little bit of this song?
Yeah, let's have a listen to Eat Your Salad.
Instead of meat, I eat veggies and pussy.
Oh my God, you can't say that!
Instead of car, all of my groceries are divided by weight and stored in glass jars.
Oh my God!
I love how they just go straight. That is the beginning of the song. they just go straight in with it. And it's like, I'm sorry, excuse me, what? That'll be one of their moments if this does get through, where, you know, people think they've heard it wrong because it's Eurovision and, you know, people say things wrong all the time. But no, that those are the lyrics.
Oh, those are the lyrics.
Yeah, I just don't know. Do you think if they get through...
They can't. They can't.
No, I don't think they can censor it.
Instead of... well, look, apologies now in advance. I'm going to read out the lyrics. I don't know whether I should.
Yeah, sorry.
Instead of meat, I eat veggies and... He can't even say it.
Oh, you prude, Martin.
I like them both fresh. Like them both juicy.
Like them both juicy, yeah. And it goes on later as well, by the way. There's more. It says, I'm a beast instead of a killer. Forget the hot dogs because my sausage is bigger. 2, 3, 1, all the girls go echo. I mean, they've rhymed echo with gecko. That's why I'm saying it like that, because you don't say echo, it's eco. But 2, 3, 1, all the... I mean, they don't even know their own bloody mantra. 3, 2, 1, all the girls go echo. If you want your man's dong longer than a gecko's. That's part of the lyrics. Yeah. What are they thinking? I mean, it's got a lot of buzz around it.
Got my reusable bag, that swag, my flex, my flag. Zero waste, that's my jam.
Well, I think, you know, the message, the environmental message,
yeah, no, great.
You know, is fun, and it's kind of, they've done it in a fun way. It's just that first line.
Also, what do you think of the really line, like, being green is sexy as, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if they, yeah, they there's a lot of, I mean, they've, I, you know, I don't know. What are you asking me? Do I agree? Is it sexy? What are you asking me?
I'm not just asking what you think of it. Wow. Wow. If that gets through, we're going to have one heck of a time. You got old wolf bananas and then you got that.
I know. City Zenny, eat your salad. I hope it gets through just because it's ridiculous. But I just don't know. I think they'll be made to change it if they do because... Can you imagine?
No.
Just starting off with that is fantastic, though.
Okay, well, look, try and recover from that. I've got a little bit more news to tell you. We have, over the few months, been keeping you updated with this idea of the American Song Contest, which has been put on by NBC, and they're doing basically their own version of Eurovision, but with the American states battling it out, and eventually, over a much longer period of time, I should say, but they are eventually arriving at an American Song Contest Grand Final. It was meant to start next month. It was meant to start in February. The news, though, that came through in the last week or so is that it is being delayed. The start is being delayed. They are saying that is because of COVID, a lot of high COVID rates in the US at the moment, as indeed they are kind of everywhere. So, and they want a live audience, and they're thinking we maybe should just push it back just a little bit to make sure this can go ahead. What that means, though, and this is quite interesting, I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this, Chris. Mm. What that means is, because they're starting next month, the final, because they're doing it over quite a while, the final, the grand final, will be the 9th of May, which is the Monday of the first week of the actual Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I guess the build up to it, so most of it will be on before that week, but it'll be weird that it'll be all together. It was kind of nice, especially in terms of like making a podcast, that it was separate, because it could have been two sort of separate things, and you know, you can have a bit of distance in between. But in terms of
coverage,
because
we won't really be able to do a lot of just being selfish here and talking about our podcast.
Yeah,
but I suppose this is what people will be doing in general.
Yeah,
if they are Eurovision fans, they're not going to be able to focus that much on the final of the American Song Contest because that's Eurovision week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I suppose at least they've done it so it's the beginning of the week, not the end. But yeah, I mean, imagine if they put it on the same day, it'd be like, no. That's it. You know, I can imagine Americans doing that, being like, oh, we'll just have it on the same time. It's like, no, because we're watching Eurovision.
We got here first.
I don't know. I wonder if they would have obviously known that that's going on at the same time and maybe thought it was a good idea to have it at the same time, and that's why they chose it then. But or maybe it's just because it's far enough away, they're hoping everything will be fine by then. I don't know. It's unfortunate for us, because I don't think we'll be able to cover it as much as we'd want to, but hey ho.
Well, we are going to be hopefully chatting to Sam Ross, who's a big Eurovision fan in the US, for her thoughts on that a little later towards the time. We were hoping to do it in February, but we maybe push it back to March now, but be interesting to get her thoughts on that as well. Hey Cressy.
Yes. Hello.
Do you know what time it is there, Cressy?
It is 1:24.
Not the real yeah. time when we're recording this. Oh. I'm here to tell you that it is now time for
1:24
trip. No, it is now time. Don't ruin this. It is now time for trivia time.
All right, I see. Okay, see, you know, when you asked me what the time is,
you thought that I was asking you what the time was. No, I was telling you it's trivia time, the bit of the podcast where we give you some nonsense facts about the Eurovision, or sometimes they're quite useful facts about the Eurovision Song Contest that you probably never knew before. Now, this week has been a bit of a sad week for music, because it was announced on Friday about the death of Meatloaf. And I thought, I wonder, is there any Eurovision Meatloaf connection that I could use to talk about on Trivia Time this week? And there is. It's extremely tenuous.
Don't care.
But there is
a sort of
connection here. And it revolves around a chap from Romania called Ovidiu Anton. Ovidiu Anton.
Oh,
I hope I'm saying
yes.
I hope I'm saying that right. Who tried, I need to say tried, to represent Romania in 2016. He had a great song. It was called Moment of Silence. Now, the reason why this has got anything to do with Meatloaf is just because everyone thinks he looks like Meatloaf, which he does a little bit,
yeah.
And we'll just see if you think he sounds like Meatloaf.
With blood on their hands, enjoying the feast, the cross on the wall, the eyes of the beast. They parade, laughing at us as we fade. In the darkest nights, feel the power in you.
I mean, you know, it's got a bit of it.
There's certainly a Meatloaf ring to it, I think. I don't know quite what it is about his voice, but there is a bit of Meatloaf there. So everybody kind of christened him the Eurovision Meatloaf, because he looks a bit like Meatloaf and sounds a bit like Meatloaf. Unfortunately, what he isn't is Eurovision.
No.
Because although he tried to represent Romania, he won the national selection for Romania, he was due to go.
Right.
But then Romania had to withdraw from the competition in 2016 because they hadn't paid the bills. So that was it.
Oh, that's annoying.
So he never got to compete, which is a shame.
That is a shame. And where is he now? Is he still singing, or what's he up to? Do we know?
I'm afraid I don't know much about what Ovidiu Anton
doing.
But I'm sure he's doing great. Well, there's an opening for him now, isn't there? But there we are. So there you go. The very loose and tenuous connection between the Eurovision Song Contest and Meatloaf in this edition of Trivia Time.
And I must say, yes, R.I.P. to Meatloaf, who, you know, my dad is a big fan of. We went to see the musical together.
Oh, did you? Cool. Yeah, well, he's got some
brilliant
music, hasn't he? He's an absolute genius, and we'll be sorely missed, but we'll endure through his music. Going to get on to correspondence then in just a second. By the way, I'm just thinking I could use this podcast to help me with my decorating, because I'm decorating my living room at the moment, doing a big old decorate, and I've got to the point where I need to decide the colour that goes on the walls, and I am struggling big time. I want to know whether
you don't know what you...
I don't know what colour to paint the walls.
Have you narrowed it down at all?
I have narrowed it down to two, and I'm thinking, I've got one that looks almost white. It's called Jasmine White, very bright and white, which I like, but isn't very cosy. Then I've got like a fawn one, which is cosy, but might be a bit too dark.
Fawn?
Fawn.
What colour is that?
Kind of like brown, I guess.
I'm
not very
okay,
good
okay.
with colours. This is the other problem.
No.
So what I'm thinking is, maybe I do a compromise, because I don't know whether I want to put the white on all four walls, make it very, very, very bright, maybe a bit too much. So I'm thinking fawn on one and white, the jasmine white on the others, but I just don't know.
I don't know. This is a very boring conversation.
Should we get back to Luke?
You literally want people to message him and be like, oh, course white I need or help. Fawn? Fuck's sake. Excuse my French, but go on. If people do want to get in touch to tell Martin what colour to paint his walls, I mean, maybe more interesting colours than that, Christ alive, then you can do.
All right.
Just boring. You're not wallpapering then, you're just painting.
Yeah, just painting, yeah. Just getting painting, it plastered, right. Getting it plastered on Monday, tomorrow. Yeah,
right, good. Well, good fun for you. You can get in touch with us like the lovely Luke did on nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. I will read out the rest a little bit anyway, the rest of what he said. Said, I hope 2022 is treating you both well. A few thoughts on our last episode. He said he agrees with Vaughan's idea of ITV airing a Melfest-type show for Eurovision, but would like to see how the BBC Tap collab goes first. That's Tap Management, who are the record company that's taking hold of like who's going to be our entry for the UK. He also says he raised a good point about the gap in the market, though. What else did he say? Oh, he recommends us watching something called Eurovision Party Anthems, which was what Eurovision.tv on their YouTube channel put out, where they basically, it's just, they do a run through of like some great Eurovision classics, basically.
Oh,
they just
right,
pile
yeah,
them off.
I'm down for that, yeah.
Although Luke said he should have taken off Lavender and brought out Toy and just had a disagreement about some of the songs that should have been in there.
Okay.
But said maybe you could ask your listeners what are the songs they would like to have seen included. I mean, I think for us, we kind of agree on what are the sort of Eurovision party anthems. You know, you've got, obviously, I mean, things like Waterloo, you can slip in because it is, it'll get people singing. It's not necessarily a party song, but it's good fun. I mean, obviously, Euphoria has got to always be in there.
Of course.
Ooh, oh, just a little bit. Yeah. You know, that's another party classic. Adrenalina, I think, definitely should stick in there because I love that.
Maybe even Fuego.
You know, some of the modern ones. Fuego. So there you go. Do you, you know, love to hear some of your party anthem. Thank you, Luke. But it is very much Montenegro. Thank you for that. You know what's going to happen now? Something's going to come up where someone else writes in and says, actually, we're wrong. I know that's going to happen. We do have an Instagram as well. We are Nullpoir Podcast on Instagram. Thank you to Richard Dominici, who messaged us with a mashup he's been singing in his head of Do You Want to Taste It by Wigwam and Avril Lavigne's Complicated.
Of course. Thank you, Richard. Always love to hear from you.
Thank you, Richard, for that. It is actually a good mashup. You could check out his own Insta where he's put the video up of that. But thank you for drawing us attention to that. If you want to get in touch, Nullpoir Podcast, and we are also on Twitter at Null on Twitter. We're on all those lovely things. We'll very soon be having our own website as well, where you could just go and just see everything in one place, which will be nice. And don't forget, we've got a YouTube channel as well. We're just Nullpoir Podcast on that as well. I think we're just Nullpoir, in fact.
Yes, I think we are.
Yes, we are.
Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Nullpoir. And as Chris says, lots of ways of getting in contact. Hopefully you do that. And hopefully you join us next time for another edition of Nullpoir. What do you think, fawn or jasmine white?
Neither. Sorry, thorn.
Fawn. Fawn like a...
Fawn or thorn?
Fawn like a deer.
Fawn like a deer. Oh, a fawn, I guess.